Good. Hello. Guess how many times kisses are blown in this video? Less than you would think. 6. The first time I watched it, I thought there was like 20, but there's a lot of like kissing the air and like waving and like things with the hands, so it's deceptive. There are 6 kisses blown. My name is Swan, and I'm blowing kisses to you from the basement of the Velo Bike Shop where I'm pre-recording. I have a fun program for you today. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and if you have questions, comments, feedback, ideas, you want a friend, you want a frenemy, I'm on social media. Help me figure it out. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr. I don't know all the things. Everything should be under Ink and Worm, or you can find it linked, Ink and Worm. Lots of fun. And today I have for you a special treat. I'm doing a sibling special. So live in the studio with me, all the way from Ogden, Utah, I suppose, is my brother. Hi.
Yep. Hello. I'm
present-ish. This is my brother Ray. And you're what?
I'm present-ish.
You're present-ish. Also joining me in the studio, my mentor and friend Faceboy. You want to say hello? Hi. You don't have to talk, but I just want to acknowledge your...
Okay, well, thank you for acknowledging me.
...valuable presence in helping me get this pre-recording out so that I can send it out to you guys tomorrow. So, today I'm talking to all of my siblings, and I have a lot of them. I'm talking to all of my blood siblings, so we'll clarify if anybody's upset out in the world that's like, we're related. I'm sorry, not by blood. So Ray's joining him in the studio. I have some pre-recorded things for my other siblings, and I'm also going to do a couple of live phone calls if all goes well. So we'll take a look at my phone. We'll start with my sister, Shani. We'll see if she can take a phone call. See if we can get her on the line.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, good. I've been sick since Monday. I just cannot get rid of it.
Oh, you sound lovely.
Oh, well, thank you. Hopefully I don't cough myself to death.
Well, we'll hope for a smooth voice. So I'm having a sibling special show, and I wanted to call and just hear if you had any special memories around books or writing that come to mind.
Oh. I don't know. I just remember, like, we're always reading.
Yeah. Like, oh. Always.
Always reading. Like, there was always a book. Somebody was always reading. We had a lot of just, like, time when we were just, everybody was reading. And we'd go to each other, like, for recommendations on books. And, have you read this? Do you like this?
Or we'd have to wait, be like, can you please finish that book? Because I'm ready to read it. I've been to Harry Potter a few times.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. I remember... you know, stealing Harry Potter books and, like, reading it in secret.
No.
Because, like, I could not wait. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we only can read one chapter a night as a family. I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to be 50 by the time we finish Harry Potter.
Yeah, if someone wasn't home, you'd totally sneak in, grab the book.
Yes. Yes. I did.
Amazing.
No shame.
No shame.
No shame.
It's worth
totally
it.
Did it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember. Yeah, I think that's like, it's not like a specific memory, just kind of all encompassing. Like, we were always just reading and books and everything like that.
And do you have a new family now? Are you guys installing any reading traditions?
You know, we read together every night, reading a book together. We read at nap time for the kids. And then for Christmas, just recently, I wrapped up all of our Christmas books that we had. And I let the kids unwrap a book every night, and we'd read a book together every night that they unwrapped. And they really liked that. And that was a lot of fun to do, kind of a fun, different advent calendar. And
something about unwrapping something, even if you already have seen what's inside, there's like something magical about the unveiling. Like,
yeah, because you don't necessarily know what's inside, even if you've seen it before.
You're like, which one is it?
Which one is it going to be?
Is there a favorite Christmas book or read to your children book, like, that your kids are constantly asking for?
They kind of cycle through different ones. My kids really like the little children's books that are from Sandra Boynton. We read a lot of those. They're just kind of silly little kids' books that they really like. But McKatie kind of cycles through, and she'll want princess books, or she'll want dog books, or she'll want, you know, just she kind of cycles through. But both my kids love to sit down. Like, sometimes I'll find them in their room and they're both just like looking through books. They love it.
Nice.
So that's fun. We like reading in our family too.
Yay. And it's good for your brain. Well, one last question, and then we'll let your voice rest and let you get back to being mom. I'm curious if there's any reading or writing traditions, past or present. This is a big question. Just revolving around the new year, things that you do, you know, as 2015 is coming to a close and 2016 is coming towards us.
If we have traditions.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've had any traditions. I mean, there's always kind of that standard of like, oh, you know, set new goals, create goals, but I find for myself that I get too ambitious and I set way too many goals, and I kind of set myself up to fail sometimes by doing that. So I have to like create a whole bunch of goals and then kind of let it sit for a few days and then look at it again and kind of be like, okay, what is it that I really want to focus on? Can any of these goals kind of be combined? Are they sort of the same thing?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I do as far as goals. But one of my goals every year that I'm not very good at, but I try and recommit every year, is writing in my journal. Like trying to set aside a time each week, or I've done it where I can set aside a time each week that I write in my journal, kind of catch up from like bigger events. I've also done it where I do daily journal, where I just write a summary of the day. And I like that. And then I also have my blog that I write on. And I enjoy doing that too, because that's kind of got like the pictures and things like that that I can add that I don't necessarily add to my journal.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. But that, like, every year I recommit. I'm like, I'm going to write in my journal. I'm going to do this.
Because
I always get so behind.
Yeah. For me, it's the blogging too, because it's like, I forget that it's for me, and then I think I just get overwhelmed. I think we're similar in that regard, where we're just like, I'm going to do everything, and then and it's like, step back. For me, I often will shift the focus to like, let me think of three things or one thing. Like, I'm like, I have to like cut off all my spinning thoughts. Otherwise, I'm like, next thing I know, I have 40 things I'm trying to do, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. Yes.
Not working.
Yes. I know. Agreed. I used to have this huge long list of things that I was going to try and catch up on and write about. And I looked back at this list recently, and it was stuff from like 10 years ago. I was like, really? Okay, if I haven't written about it by now, obviously it's probably not that important that I include in my journal. So,
or you always have the list you can go back to, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. And be like, oh, I have some spare time. Nothing's going on in my life. I'll write about 2004.
Yeah, you know, in like 30 years when you're...
Right? And I have all this free time.
Yeah. Well, any other thoughts you feel like sharing?
I think one thing that I love about books is actually having a physical book in my hand. Because I've done it where, you know, I've got a Kindle, for example, and I've done it and I've read it, and even textbooks, like online textbooks and things like that in college. Mm-hmm. But I always... In college, I could always retain the information a lot better if I had a physical book that I could mark up, that I could read, that I could almost like take a picture with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, taking exams. And so I always did so much better in those classes that had physical textbooks. And then even just the same thing, like actually having like a book in my hand that I can read. Like, you don't have to worry about the sunlight. Like, mm-hmm. Can your Kindle, you know, can you see your page in the Kindle in the sunlight? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you have a book, like, you can take it anywhere. You don't have to worry about if it's charged. Like, I just love having a book.
It's like an actual
tangible book.
It's like a tactile kinesthetic experience. It's more engaging. I love Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman were having a conversation, and Terry said, I think it's Terry Pratchett, I'll fact check that. but they're talking about books versus, you know, new technology of ebooks. And Terry's like, books are sharks. They're prehistoric. They're not going anywhere. They're always going to be here. And I really think that's true. However many replacements come into play, like, books are always going to be books. And there's just a magic about them that's just, it's just going to be there. Or at least
Agreed.
They hope so. Like,
what if... I know. I would be so sad if all of a sudden just technology took over and there was like nothing tangible, if they got rid of bookstores or if they, like, that would make me so sad. But I think about too, like, people, I mean, as much as we value technology, people really value like books. I mean, I think about like somebody finds a rare book,
yeah.
You know, and it sells for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because it's like, it's a book. It's this cool book. It's like, it's got history. It's like been places.
It's got smells.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I love that. I love that, you know, books have that kind of that power.
Yeah.
To them. So I love that about books. And I'll always buy a book over buying it electronically.
Perfect. And a quick plug for like support your local bookstore, because let's keep this world of magic and words alive.
Agreed.
Well, thanks so much for letting me call you, and I hope you're feeling better soon. Merry Christmas.
I know. Merry Christmas to you too.
Right.
Was it good?
You were perfect. All right. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Love you. Good luck on the show.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
She's so cute. Just reiterate, like, local bookstores are where it's at. A lot of local stuff happening got quiet during the holidays, but I did want to make mention of two events in the area, if you are so inclined. Housing Works is doing a wonderful annual fundraiser. So it's not cheap, but it might be worth it if it's your jam. They are having a New Year's party with a theme. It's Casablanca, 9 p.m., $150. Again, a bit of a stretch financially, but also supporting a really great cause. If you know anything about them, if you don't know anything about them, do some research. And they're really awesome in the work that they do. And also on the 28th, McNally Jackson Books on Prince Street is hosting Adam O'Rourdan. I should practice names more. In the flesh, he's going to be doing a reading. Could be interesting if you want to check that out. 7 p.m. at McNally Jackson on the 28th. So one sibling down, one sibling here.
Still present.
And one sibling to call, and then everyone else is pre-recorded. So I'm going to try and get a hold of my one sister who we're also trying to call, just so that we can get the timing right.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to you while we're waiting and I'm messaging her.
All right.
How are you doing, Ray?
I am doing fantastic. I'm really enjoying being here in New York. Everything is bigger and louder and new.
Where do you go every day?
So far I've been really introverted and lazy, and I've been going mostly to the local bookstores and the library to read and write and think quietly.
Is the Brooklyn Central Branch is quite the visual impression.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first time I saw it, I was like, oh, wow, that looks impressive.
That's the library. I know. That's one of the first buildings I encountered as well. And I think I had a similar, what is this? This is the library?
Yeah, when I was first looking at it, I was like, where's the library? Well, that's a really cool building, but where's the library?
And it's actually shaped like a book. The front is the spine, and yeah, you got that.
I saw a
somebody
map
had to
of
tell
it.
Me. I didn't catch on to that right away. I had another thought, but now it's gone.
Oh.
Libraries.
Libraries.
I like libraries. My sister is waiting for us to call, so let's give her a try.
All right.
Hello, sister.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Ray's here with me.
Hey-o.
Oh. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I just asked him that. Rachel is, she's just taking time out of her busy schedule, and she just got done with a costume fitting. How was that?
It was good. The shirt fit, and that's one of the last things I needed. So I'm almost done with this show.
Hurrah. Congratulations.
I'm pretty excited.
Well, excuse me. I was hoping to talk to you about any memories you have about books and maybe something that stands out from growing up.
Growing up, I don't remember a lot of books reading growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading the Alana series. I don't remember the full name of it.
Is that?
But I know that it's by Tamora Pierce.
Okay. I'm trying to recall that one. I don't know if I've read that. I think that was one you read apart from me.
I remember reading it. I don't remember a great deal. Specifically, I remember her having a cat and a crystal sword.
Mm-hmm.
Which is random and inconsequential, but still.
Is that the same book?
Yeah.
Are you there, Rachel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure we didn't lose you. So nothing standing out. And another question I have is, are there any Christmas books that you especially love?
Christmas books? I don't really read Christmas books, but I normally read Harry Potter during the Christmas season.
Oh my gosh.
I will reread that series.
Well, there's so many great Christmas scenes in Harry Potter. How can you go wrong?
I know. Well, it's just like, it's like a very like homey book and it's familiar. So I usually go back and read that.
Mm.
But this Christmas, I reread Fable Haven by Brandon Mole.
We all sigh. We know. If you've read it, you know it's so great. It's not even like being a kid again. It's like better than being a kid again.
It was one of the first books that I read that really got me into reading.
And it's so fun. I mean, J.K. Rowling is definitely a wonderful storyteller, but something about Fable Haven with Brandon Mole, he just like sucks you in, but you're like having so much fun. There's like not this, I mean, there's this anxiety piece too because intense things are happening, but it's just like, I don't know. What do you guys think? How do you describe this to someone who doesn't know?
I don't know. I like that it forces you to use your imagination.
Mm.
This is true. It also,
you know, in so many different ways.
Yeah. It was easy to read. I mean, it is a children's novel, so there's not ridiculously big words and like heavy reading, but there was also, it wasn't like, there were no moments that I felt like throwing it against the wall, I guess.
Harry Potter.
If that makes sense.
So, funny tangent, I'm transcribing my journals, and I just wrote an entry where I got to the part in Harry Potter. Spoiler alert. If you have not read Harry Potter, please plug your ears for the next 15 seconds. Okay, so I just read, I was transcribing in my journal the part where Sirius Black died at the end of the book, and I was in a rage, and there's scribbles and there's rips in the page for me just like stabbing my journal with a pen. I was so mad. He was my favorite, and I was just like devastated and emotions.
I just love how complex his character is. Like, the whole time you think he's so horrible,
but he's not.
And then you find out that he's like the best character in the whole
and then
series.
He dies. Apparently that's how you write good books, according to John Irving. I went to a reading and someone was like, you know, how do you write such great books? And he's like, I build really memorable characters and then I kill them. Faceboy likes the same approach, I think.
Yes, I've been known to do that on more than one occasion.
Have you read your rock story on your show?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
That was written in 10 minutes.
Yeah, maybe I'll have you on my show and you can read it at some point in the future. He killed off somebody and everyone in the audience was like, that's pretty great.
Oh, I just remembered a series that I loved growing up. Do you remember The Enchanted Forest Chronicles?
Oh my gosh, yes. If you're looking for, let's see, how do we describe this to people? If you're looking for like, heroine-based fairy tale, this princess does not need saving. She will save the prince.
Oh,
Yeah, she like makes friends with her dragon, you know?
She's like not an ordinary princess. We'll leave it at that.
I was drawing a blank there
for
a second.
I vividly remember those books growing up and rereading them a lot.
I think I shared those with you, and I'm always so, like, I have this glowing pride when I've, like, expanded someone's world by giving them a book. I'd be like, I gave you that book. That's from me. It's like a sense of ownership.
I think you were the one that introduced me.
Yeah.
I'm forever grateful because I love them.
You can feel doubly good because then I stole the books and read them and reread them.
Yes, I've converted, I think, okay, let's see. So that series actually came from when I lived with my guardian. So my family's complex, if you didn't know. I have three adopted sisters, two half-sisters, half-brother, full-brother. And those books came to me from my adopted family, and then I shared them with everyone, I think, except for my real brother. So, you know, things that go around. One last question for you. I'm kind of asking everyone the same questions, but if you have other thoughts, I'm very happy to see them, hear them.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm curious if you have any traditions around the new year, reading or writing traditions or otherwise, just something that you kind of do during that time.
I feel like for me, every new year, I really try to journal and I try to reflect on my year because everyone's setting goals for the next year. But I like to take a second and like realize what I've accomplished in the last year, especially because I'm in college and I'm a senior. And so I feel like I've really accomplished a lot and made some big strides and big leaps. And I like to take a minute and like congratulate myself that I survived another year.
Yeah, I like that.
But I do like to journal that, and I do try to journal around New Year's and just do a little self-reflection and decide where I want to go the upcoming year and what I struggled in that I might want to work on. But I don't set resolutions necessarily, just a constant state of trying to be better in general.
Nice. I approve.
Thanks.
You're welcome. any other thoughts you have arising or that you've been thinking about since I asked you to talk on my show?
Not particularly. I've always loved reading. I would get in trouble in school for reading under the desk. And
yeah. It's always something. Ray's that's nodding been very his head. I'm nodding my head. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm definitely a bookworm. Always have been, always will be. And I'm about to read the Outlander series. And
yes. Yeah. I approve.
Really?
And then I'm gonna read The Princess Bride. So.
Oh my gosh. That's hands down one of my favorite books. When people ask me, I always get overwhelmed, and then that one's the one I pull out of the cloud. I'm like, The Princess Bride, hands down, favorite. I will reread it, and every time it's just so good. It's brilliant. Great. Well, thanks for chatting with us, and I love you. Happy holidays.
I love you too. It's good to hear from you. I hope.
Love you, sis.
Hope the show goes well.
Ah, thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hard part is done. Now everything's either they're here or I already have a recording. So, all of my negotiations with people worked out. Let's actually go to I don't know how much I can divulge. My brother James was very nervous when I mentioned, you know, and I was like, my show's very conversational. Please don't worry. It's nothing to stress out about. But he like wanted to know what I was going to ask. And then he wanted to know, like, he listened to all of my shows. And I was like, wow. Okay. And so here is him. I caught him driving to work. So it's not the best recording. So that's why I want to start with it, because then it will just get better from here. I hope. Here we go.
Hello.
James, a.k.a. Jimothy, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm calling to get some insight about any memories you have with books.
Childhood books or just Christmas themed or?
Either. Whatever's to mind first.
Well, I think you wanted Christmas-themed stuff initially, so let's see. One of the first books that comes to mind is, even though it's kind of a sad one, do you remember the Match Girl story?
Yes, that is so sad, but definitely one that we read a lot.
That's always one of the first ones to come to mind, probably because we read it, you know.
We're kind of...
particularly.
Yeah, that was... weird that we liked it so much, because it is kind of depressing, and yet we would read it. Maybe the art was beautiful, I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, I think it's one of those stories that kind of makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
So, maybe we kind of tuned into it as a kid.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind, even though it's kind of a bit sad, you know, spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't read the book, you know.
I know.
Kind of dies at the end, but it seems to carry, you know, I'll say a lot of meaning, but I mean, she uses a match, you know, which she's supposed to be selling them to just enjoy herself, and then she's gone, and then that's the holiday spirit, I guess. It's the moral of the story.
Oh, good. Yeah, spoiler alert. I was just reflecting how it's kind of appropriate, though. I mean, there's kind of this sadness that comes with the changing season into winter, and it gets darker. And I think there's possibly some melancholy and a lot of memories that people are processing. So I think that it's appropriate that, you know, there's this Christmas book that's kind of sad, but it's also something that stuck out in terms of our childhood?
I think one part of it is that it's kind of an inversion, if that makes sense. Like, you know, holidays you're spending, I mean, typically your average American, you know, you'd be, we're with our families, we're enjoying ourselves, you know, and then we read the story of someone who doesn't have that option, you know, and they're making the most of it anyways, and it's, you know.
Maybe it helps you appreciate what you have. I like that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So anyway, I guess that was question one.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
Well, I'm curious if there's any other books that came to mind about things that stand out.
Like books in general that I read? Or
sure.
Yeah, growing up, I really loved those ones that had anything to do with telepathy. And McCaffrey was one of the big ones, but she kind of has a writing style that if you don't dig it, it's hard to get into.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, those, they kind of made me think, like, what would society be like if we actually could communicate telepathy, you know, telepathically, if I can speak.
Yeah.
That, you know, if there were no secrets, if you, you know what I mean, could you say what you meant without a shadow of a doubt, you know what I mean?
Well, kind of wouldn't there still be secrets? Like, just because you can, I guess, maybe not. But if somebody's not actively thinking of something, I just can't imagine a world without secrets.
Yeah, I guess. It's, I don't know. It's one of those things. I always kind of felt drawn more towards the people that had more of a power to do with, like, felt empathy rather than telepathy, where they can feel and or can control kind of like the general emotions within a group kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But telepathy itself is a pretty deep, interesting discussion, probably more than, you know, we could do today, but...
Yeah. Well, one last question for you. One last question before I let you go, and thanks for talking to me. I'm just curious if you have any traditions related to the, like, transition from an old year to a new year, either reading traditions or writing traditions or something else that you do to kind of celebrate that.
Well, everybody has their New Year's resolution phase, I guess you can call it. I just like to kind of try and gather myself, try and take a step back and think, okay, what did I do this year? What am I planning to do this next year? And are either of those two things getting me where I want to go?
Nice.
Well, I don't feel like they are, which, you know, I guess that's the struggle we all deal with in our own lives, but I don't know. Like, you know.
Life.
Yeah.
Anyway. Great. Any other thoughts you want to share before I let you go?
Santa Claus is real.
You're good. All right, thanks, brother, and enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you soon. Love you, bye.
Happy holidays.
So Santa Claus is real is the takeaway. While that was playing, we started to digress in the studio about family Christmas parties, and I'll share the secret. My brother Ray just outed me. Ray, what did me and Jim do when we had to go to family Christmas parties?
You kind of snuck in. You snuck
Start
in.
Over. I didn't have your mic on.
Oh, derp. You brought in beer.
Mm-hmm. But not into the church, into the parking lot. And then we would, like, pound it real fast. And then go into our Christmas party. I think a lot of people use alcohol as a coping mechanism for Christmas, but definitely, I'm sure people knew. I was pretty ridiculous sometimes. any thoughts coming out of Jim's conversation? You nodded your head when he was like, books about telepathy. You were like, yeah.
Well, it was because me and him have had conversations about books and the interesting powers and things, and he brought up telepathy, and we got into a big conversation that I don't remember most of, but it was interesting, the different viewpoints.
Like how it would work.
Yeah.
Great. I hope you enjoyed that. We have some more. This is my sister, Danny, and she is adorable, and I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope you do as well.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was very rainy today. Here.
It was here too. Huh. Well, mostly snow, but rainy too.
Ah.
So you got caught in the rain, I hear.
Yeah, no snow here yet.
Really? You're lucky.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I like walking in the rain, but I think the snow is less wet.
Yeah, that's cold. True. That's true.
Like pick what you want to deal with, I guess.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm also just going to introduce really fast. We're calling to have you have a little blurb on my show about reading mm-hmm. and writing. And you mm-hmm. mentioned you had something in mind as soon as I reached out to you. And so I'm really curious to hear what that is.
Well, I'm sure you have a couple questions for me, but the first thing that I thought of when you reached out to me was just some memories that we had from when we were growing up, which is always fun to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that I thought of was whenever I couldn't find you in the house, I knew that I could always go to your room and your notes would be in a book.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it was always kind of fun because I'd go down there and I'd ask what you were reading, and sometimes you'd just tell me what it was and you'd tell me what it was about. And sometimes you'd just say, well, do you want me to read it to you? So you just start reading out loud, which was so fun because it was just one of those random things that I had a few minutes. And so you just read me your book. And I felt like I was a little kid again, and it was cute and it was fun.
Aww.
But yeah, it was fun. But I remember more particularly one time when Cheyenne came down too, and you started reading this book, and it was, you had all the voices for all the different characters, and it was so funny. And so Cheyenne, she kept, I remember a few more times she would come down and she'd be like, can you read this book to me, and can you do all the voices again?
Oh, so, honey, I remember what book that was. I wish I could.
I don't either, but it was so fun to read together. It was just one of those fun sibling moments, memories that you look back on.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
I have, when I think of reading, I have this very vivid image of me in the house in Orem by Macy's on the floral print couch. And I was sitting on the couch with my leg like up over my head. And you walked into the room and you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, reading. And you're like, yeah, but you're like upside down.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it was like contortionist reading.
I know. You're like, well, it's comfortable.
I know. I like melt into these strange postures as I read.
Oh, it's so funny. I vaguely remember that. That's hilarious.
Me and you, more than possibly my other siblings, kind of had similar tastes growing up. We liked a lot of like mm-hmm. romantic stuff, and we both ate Harry Potter, although I ate it a lot faster than you did.
I know, I would ask you if you'd read a book yet, and you're like, yeah, I read that yesterday.
Yeah, and you'd be like, I've been working on it for a week.
I know, so you just digest books, but yeah, we always had a really similar taste in the books that we read. It was fun. It made it more fun.
So, general question, do you have any favorite books right now?
You know, I don't have as much time to read as I would like, obviously. Just, I've got
a wonderful
kids.
Mother.
Yes. Oh, hopefully a wonderful one. But no, my two kids keep me busy and my constantly messy house. But a lot of times what I end up reading when I don't have a lot of time, but want to read something, I tend to go toward more religious material or like parenting books or self-help books, just because I have always enjoyed learning about informational things. But yeah. when
well,
I have
your life right now.
Yeah. So
just a quick interjection. I'm going to skip to the end of our conversation because it was a long one and I want to make sure I have enough time to get my other siblings in. So let's dive back in to this with my sister Dani.
A reading last year that I think is good to read every year. It's called The Mansion. I think it's
By Charles Dickens.
The author is I think it's Van Dyke. Am I remembering?
Oh yeah. You're right. Okay. I got them confused.
Okay. No, that's okay. Dickens, I think, wrote the one with Scrooge and
yes.
So anyway, but The Mansion, I thought that it was so good and it's such a fast little read, but just kind of helps you remember what's most important in life. And so it's something that I think is always important to do around Christmas time and remembering what it's all about. So that's something that I like to read this time of year. When it comes to writing anything, I don't know if there's anything that I really like to write about except me and my husband like to talk about Christ every Christmas and how he's blessed our lives throughout the year. So that's something that we try and talk about and sometimes write about, but there's nothing extensive that we really write about around this time of year. Yeah. Is there anything that you do that you like to read or write around this time of year? I haven't really asked you that before.
I don't have like a Christmas book. If I were to like decide one right now in this moment, I would probably reread Harry Potter real fast. Because there's so many beautiful Christmas scenes in there.
I know.
And then as far as the ritual, I might talk about this more in my show, and I'll definitely include links in the notes. But I like to pick a word for my year. So for last year, in December, I picked the word spacious for my year 2015. And I moved from Utah to Brooklyn. So that's kind of a spacious move. And
it is. And we miss you here in Utah.
Yeah. So it's this program. And again, I'll include links. But it's this program that just kind of helps you reflect on the past year and then kind of pick a word for the next year. And I like it better than a resolution because then it's more general, which is what I do well with, versus like black and white, which I also do well with, but probably not to my like betterment. I get really rigid.
Yeah. Right. I like that. That's a good idea. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
have you decided for 2016 what you're going to do? Or
top secret. Actually, I'm going through the process right now, and I have quite a few really beautiful words budding with different potential bouncing around.
I'm excited to find out what it is.
Yeah, as soon as I decide on one, I'll let you know.
Yes, please do. I love that. Well, did you have any other questions for me or anything else? I mean,
no,
I know that I'm not as helpful as I would be if I had more time to read, which I wish I did. But
no,
I'm hoping that I can start writing more.
Absolutely wonderful. Maybe you'll be inspired.
We'll fade out of that. That was my sister, Dani. She's so adorable. All my siblings are adorable. I love them. Moving on to the youngest sibling from my adopted family, Cheyenne. And she also was nervous, which I found very endearing. And let's listen in on that conversation.
Hello?
Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
Hey, Swan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for chatting with me.
No worries. Merry Christmas.
Ah, thank you. It is
I guess we're supposed to say happy holidays now, aren't we?
I don't react to whatever someone says. Well wishes in my mind.
Yeah.
So I have a radio show, and I was doing a sibling special. Am doing a sibling special. And so I thought I'd call you guys and see, you know, if you had any happy memories about books or recent favorite books that you wanted to talk about.
See if I can get it done in a month.
Yeah, life. Well, have you read anything that you've liked recently? Or any favorites that have always been there?
Well, I think the series that I read most recently probably wasn't the most appropriate one. It was 50 Shades of Grey. But
yeah, no, I did read that as well. It's one of those things where it's so popular you have to read it even if you don't like it. Or at least that was my experience. Like, but everyone's reading this.
Yeah. Well, and I thought, you know, for the most part, it was well written. There was, you know, some parts that I didn't necessarily agree with, but overall, I liked it. It was, you know, it definitely had its interesting parts, but I thought it was, it had some good messages, if you could look at the messages part of it rather than just the storyline.
All right.
But that was my thought, at least.
Curious around the holidays if there's any books that you like reading when it starts getting a little bit colder outside.
I don't know. I guess I kind of stick with tradition when it comes to that. I like to, you know, read the Christmas books, even if it's, you know, ones I've been reading my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I actually found a new one while I was at the bookstore. It's a twist on The Night Before Christmas, but it's from Olaf's point of view from Frozen.
Oh, brilliant. Yep.
So, yeah. That was a cute one. So that was fun sitting down and just kind of reading really quick. But
nice.
Yeah, it was cute. It was just called Olaf's Night Before Christmas or something like that. But that was a cute one.
Nice.
But yeah, I just kind of like doing the traditional books. And I remember Mom had these little tiny ones that were like 2 inches by 2 inches or something like that, that you just kind of flip through and it was like a, you know, 2-minute read. But
yeah,
it was those little books that, you know, I always used to.
Oh, I just got a visual of those. Yeah. That's
cool. Yeah. Those were fun, but.
All right. One last conversation with my sister Morgan, near and dear to my heart. They all are, but she's my Morgan, you know. You know how it goes. She's wonderful. So let's tune in and see what we had to talk about.
Sister.
Hello, Sister Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Just calling in to get a quick recording for my show.
Yeah.
You and your relationship with books and sibling specials, and I was curious if you had anything that came to mind when I asked you.
Yeah, when you first asked me, I thought about when we were younger, and just the fun memories of you calling me down and we'd read a book together at night and or walking to the library and looking at like houses and the architecture books and being like, I like this. And
oh, nice.
I like this. So
they totally, yeah, it's really fun. That.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I,
fun memories.
I'm excited to talk to you because you read a lot of books in a particular genre.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah. So I love kind of more the fantasy and like teen and child fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fablehaven is one of my favorites.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yes. I love it. Just stepping into like another world. It's just.
I was thinking of is you're really into like Regency, like that like Elizabethan, I'm not sure what it's called. You have a better name for it, I think. But you love reading about like different old queens.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I do love like the Henry and the wives, like Anne Boleyn and Catherine, like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
I love that.
Eat it up.
It's so interesting.
Yeah. When did that start? Do you know?
It started when I was like 13. I just read one of the books and I just kind of fell in love with the era. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was really, really different back then, especially for women.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of humbling to me to kind of read about it.
Doing another blurb because of time. Let's tune back in and see what we're talking about.
When I was little, I used to read The Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
It was this really nice hardbound book that mm-hmm. we would read before Christmas. I haven't done that for a while, though.
Yeah, that's a good one to read.
Yeah.
I think Charles Dickens wrote it, but I'm also silly, so sometimes I forget that.
Yeah.
And how about anything with writing?
I like writing letters.
we're good at emailing each other back and forth.
Yeah.
It's really nice. A lot of people do like New Year's resolutions type thing. So I guess that's what I'm asking.
Oh, for writing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I have that book that we did together. It was the Artist's Way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In New Year's, sometimes I'll like relook at it and kind of try to take on one of the challenges it has.
Oh, wonderful. Like,
there's one where you try and draw something every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just write a page every day, or kind of like, I like that book also because it kind of helps you take care of yourself creatively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like doing something that inspires you, or, you know, something out of the ordinary that inspires you.
So that's my sister Morgan, and she's so adorable. I'm sure you can hear in her voice. So for the sake of time, we're getting close to that time. I'd like to spend the last few minutes with my brother Ray, since he's here in front of me. We've been having some, not like heckling, but, you know, behind the scenes pointing and conversation and laughs. Do you know the drill now? Do you want to talk or you want me to ask you questions?
Probably a combination of both. Some of my stage fright and nervousness has faded. Getting a bit more comfortable.
It's not that scary, is it?
No. I mean, I saw a room with black curtains, and I just, oof. It's a joke.
So, any memories?
You know, I was thinking about this stuff while everybody else was talking, because earlier I was like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have any traditions around Christmas regarding reading, but while we were talking, it was like resolutions for the New Year's, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I like that. And I've been trying to think of words that I could use based off of what you said, or like looking back on the year before of accomplishments, and I kind of liked both, and I've seen similar stuff in the before, and I think I'm going to take both of those on as traditions in the future.
Quick plug for listeners, I'm going to post those links, and it's a completely free program. So part of the program, you go through and you reflect on your year. What about, you know, the past year have I liked? What have I done? What have I accomplished? What went well? What didn't go well? How did I handle it? What did I learn? And it's just like this really nice workbook. You don't have to answer all the questions, but you can. And then it just, another program, also free, and I'll post both links, goes into choosing a word for the next year. And I just did it last year, but the woman who did it, who runs the program, I think has done it for 8 years now. And it's, I think it's really transformational as a practice. So carry on.
Yeah. I'm having troubles finding a word for this year, but I think if I had to pick a word for last year, it was probably epiphanal, derivative of epiphany.
Good word.
Oh, what was that?
I just want to say good word. I like that word.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, my life has been turning in new directions, and the way I think and what I think of has been changing a lot in the past year, and led me to New York and writing and realizing how much I value reading and books. And I couldn't really think of anything for Christmas reading traditions. I didn't do that as a big thing that I can remember, but I'm tempted to try and think of stuff now.
You can say Harry Potter. Like, I said that. I think two of my sisters said that. It's
like I did like that.
I think you nodded your head when we said it, when Rachel said it. Yeah. And it's Harry Potter.
It's always Harry Potter.
And there's always Harry Potter. Great. And how about recently? What's the best book you've read recently?
Ah, geez. Best book. Probably Sovereign of the Seven Isles. Book one is Thin Blade.
Fantasy, sci-fi?
Fantasy. Based around a cattle herder having to take up a sword to uphold old laws in his realm that haven't been known commonly for millennia, that he's finding out it's his job, and coming to terms with it is kind of metaphorical in a lot of ways for life commonly.
Interesting. I was going to say something witty. It's gone. I love actionable takeaways. So if you've been listening, I've been reading Natalie Goldberg's Wild Mind, and she's really inspirational in her books about writing. And she says, maybe you need someone who's going to say, write about home, but you can't say anything about an apartment you lived in, the street, the town, the city. You have to find another home, go. And so I'm going to leave you with that prompt. Write about home, but not in an expected way. Try and like push out of the boundary of like, well, this is my room and this was it's on the wall and yada yada yada. And I forgot my station IDs, but hopefully you've stayed with me. Ink and Worm, we're on Radio Free Brooklyn. Empty Orchestra is next with Angelica and Amanda. And as always, I leave you with a word, take it or leave it. Cynosure. Cynosure.
Cynosure.
Yes, that's the one.
Sailing in on Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? And what was in those ships, all three, on Christmas Day in the morning?
On Christmas Day in the morning.
The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. The Virgin Mary and Christ were there on Christmas Day in the morning.
And all the angels of heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning.
Then let us all rejoice again on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Then let us all rejoice again on Christmas Day in the morning, on Christmas Day in the morning.